Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
TM Hyman Radio Live. What's cracking? It's Monday. Money Monday is what we call it. It's December the 9th. Can you believe it is December, the last month of the year? Wow. Tonight we are live, and we're picking up from where we left off Friday night. We had a real good discussion. It should have been a jam session, but, you know, we were really just kind of kicked back, absorbing just what was in the air upon the homegoing of President Nelson Mandela. The Obamas, along with former President George W. Bush, his wife Laura, the Clintons, and former President Jimmy Carter, all headed to South Africa today as a U.S. delegation in preparation for His Excellency's homegoing service tomorrow, Nelson Mandela. Clearly Nelson Mandela's name is in the news. I'm a little taken aback by some of the perspectives, some of the comments, you know, some of the things that are being reported. I pretty much thought it was all good, but it really isn't all good, which is interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about the world leader. We're reflecting on President Nelson Mandela, also known as Madiba. He is gone. We've lost a friend in this great giant that walked amongst us. And we are also going to keep in step with our Money Monday segment. We have our finance coming live out of Delaware with Toya. You can jump on at 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you, your comments. And plus, Nokio is going to be stopping past. Nokio, Grammy Award-winning producer, artist. Dude Hill is working on a new project, but Nokio is going to critique some music for you, answer any questions, again, so you can jump on the hotline. But he also has a personal story about Mandela that he's going to share with us. Hey, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the best at it, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Please.
with no end, and you can't survive in there. Ooh, don't you wanna be free? Let me show you real love and the way it's supposed to be. I wish you let me show you. And I know you put some nerves in me,
City. What's going on, world? Are you in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live? It's Monday, December the 9th, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. The topic tonight, world leader reflecting on President Nelson Mandela. Madiba, the Obamas, along with the U.S. delegation, including former President George W. Bush, his wife, Laura, the Clintons, and President Jimmy Carter, should all be in South Africa by now, or close to it, preparing for a service tomorrow as they lay him to rest. I believe he's going to sit stateside for a while. I saw an orphan with a sign that said, you know, we will miss our father, Nelson Mandela, or President Nelson Mandela with some initials. It's pretty interesting the impact that this one man had on the world. This evening we will discuss why the world has pretty much responded to the death of Nelson Mandela. All the way live from Plant City, give it up. Hot Chocolate, welcome to the show. What up?
What up, everybody? Happy Monday to you.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got distracted in this game real quick. Let me go ahead and turn this off because I got to focus.
You guys know the dumbass Cowboys over there.
Watch him out.
DMV brings us that dude, Save James. Welcome to the show. What up, brother?
What's cracking, people? I'm chilling, man. What's the word?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good.
Hey,
Hey, man. All I'm saying, real quick, T. Only thing I'm saying, I'm like quasi rooting for the Cowboys defense only to hold Matt Forte for a subpar game. Only because I'm playing somebody fantasy football and I'm up like 11 points and I need Matt and they got Matt Forte to play tonight. So I need him to have a subpar game. We don't need no gaffes or any debacles on defense. So I don't know if you could will some kind of Cowboy-esque, you know, spirit or whatever to play strong and have staunch defense because I don't need that right now. I'm trying to get that first round bye. Playoffs is next week.
Well, you know what, Steve? I'll take that. Any way I can get for you to root for us, I'll take it.
Yeah, I ain't even mad. And you know what? Why are you on that tip? On another tip? Yo, big up to Auburn. Yo, over the holiday weekend, I watched that, and that was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not mad I missed that
game.
I know it's old, but I'm sure, you know, if there's a fan listening right now, I'm sure they just did a backhand flip in the living room
because they're
still that excited. They're still that excited from that game.
And
I'm probably gonna choke off of saying this too, but shout out to Florida State because they won.
FSU, man. They find black guilty, man. I was happy for that, man. They throw that charge on black, man. I'm happy for that. Hope you get that house.
I mean, I'm happy for that. I'm hoping for that, but you know, the rest of it. I ain't really a Florida fan in sports anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I'm fan of young black men progressing in the world.
Oh, no. That part is awesome.
Regardless of if I'm a fan or not, I'm going to root for them just because. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Obama 2040.
So to my coworker, I shouted out Florida State on our radio show. I did what you asked me to do now. Beat it.
No doubt. We're going to pull the balls. Come right back. Hey, this is a TLC throwback.
What's good?
TM Hyman Radio Live.
And you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
I did not mean to talk over the great Save James and his drop, but it is 9:16 p.m., and we are that crew, TM Hyman Radio, the general himself, TM Hyman, Save James, and I am the birthday girl coming up on Wednesday, and he will have another year to call me extra mature hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And if you would like to if you would like to submit your original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award winner artist and producer Nokio from Drew Hill Live here on TM Hyman Radio, just email your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And we'll send you an email confirmation once we receive it. We are that network, TM Hyman Radio.
Nope.
Yeah.
Lady,
it's Money Monday.
Big up to, I just got a new Twitter follower. It looks like 95 Boys. I'm not sure if that's the real 95 Boys or what, but 95 Boys at Twitter, no doubt. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
hey, and
nice.
I'm not even sure. Hey, but hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live. Take the live off. I think it's just TM Hyman Radio at Twitter. Miss TM Hyman at Twitter. HAC Media at Twitter. Hey, and big up. Just signed to a management agency, Malik Artist Management, and that's a Twitter handle, too. But, again, radio show, Twitter handle, TM Hyman Radio, Mr. TM Hyman, HAC Media. Then I know you got Hot Chocolate, or actually Hot Chocolate.
I'm very Hot Chocolate.
Very hot. You got better get it right. She's very hot.
Yeah,
Very Hot Chocolate on Twitter. Not to be confused with just Hot Chalk, all right? Let's get
that's
it
right.
together.
That's
and then
right.
you got Save James at Twitter as well, on Twitter as well. Help us to get our Twitter statuses up a little bit. We're trying to grow up.
Please.
Grow our
yeah, mine has actually grown a little bit. I'm almost hitting the 200 mark with the help of our TM Hyman Radio listeners. And I just want to shout out real quick a couple of people that stay consistently shouting me out, especially on what they call Follow Friday. 5M Music Group down in Miami, he shouts me out every Friday. And I appreciate that, and I think I can attribute some of the following new followers that I have to him. James Cruz Music, shout out to you. IG Noah 804. Ari M, Body Detoxifica. I'm not sure if I said that right. Island Music Association. JSYD, Menace Man, Shelton Darden, Stephen Jones, Thomas Banco, Network Bitch.
Damn.
Tati.
What you been doing
yeah.
out there?
I'm saying. My Twitter following is growing. Every day I get two or three, so I appreciate y'all, no doubt.
I imagine like
appreciate y'all.
One every 2 months, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Do you tweet, Save? You have to tweet.
I do. I get retweets and all of that, man. People just don't play with me for some reason. I'm a newbie.
Yo,
Mr. Anderson.
We're going to get it together.
All right. I'll be out there, man.
Let's transition real sharp and dive into the topic tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for rocking with us. We know you're listening all over the world. We're talking about a major world leader tonight. We're reflecting on President Nelson Mandela. We had a little bit of time on Friday night to really start reflecting, and I think it was a great conversation. But Save, what or who was Nelson Mandela to you?
I would say, Mr. TM Hyman, he was a martyr, if nothing else. That's the word that I can use to encapsulate, I would say, not just his purpose, but just what his calling was.
on these shores. He sacrificed everything for what he felt was the right thing for his people, you know, and you don't get but one of those generations to show others the depth of, I guess, being an anthropologist in more than one way, you know, just loving the people, loving humankind for whatever it's worth, and not just that, but just his people being in the situation, being oppressed as they were with this apartheid thing, and that just to always be the person to be the antagonist for change is always a great mark to have. It's always a great legacy to leave behind. Because if you see the change.
But those who may not know what apartheid was really about, can you expound a little bit?
Apartheid was just basically legal segregation over there, in so many words. Just like how it was over here in the States during Jim Crow days. It was to the depths of the actual sanction, I really can't give you. I'm not going to sit up there and act like I will. But as far as what my knowledge, my limited knowledge would lead me to understand, it was legal segregation over there in South Africa, in the whole province. And it was a fight for it to be abolished, just like how it was over here with slavery. And, the British rule, if I'm not mistaken, it was under British rule, if I'm not mistaken. And it was that, you know, they had tried to turn that around. So that apartheid thing was just basically legal segregation, as far as I can say. If there's a better definition out there for it, I'll stand corrected. But as far as my knowledge leads me to believe, that's what I can encapsulate it with.
Right. Hey, I really am interested in hearing Nokio's personal story. He just actually shot me a picture that I'm assuming somebody has on Instagram, where it looks like the whole Blue Hill crew is actually surrounding President Nelson Mandela. And he's going to come on and
actually talk standing
about,
right next to him.
Yeah, he's going to come on and talk about his story tonight. So hey, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back, and keep the conversation going. Team Hot Radio Live.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chilling with my homes. Big Pops and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas, he's sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9/11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9/11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shot weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margin bigger than Fran talking in I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bindings, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anale, anale, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that. I wanna buy my bitch every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
All these cars, all these stars, all around me. Put your eyes to the sky, that's where you'll find me. Cause we are super.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Women of a caliber, only seen
take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
(917) 889-3926 is the number to dial. Just call and weigh in, share your thoughts and your feelings with us. This is the one and only staff, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We got T.M. Hyman over there himself. She is your mature, about to be another step progressed in mature.
That's right.
According to her, she gets fine. She gets fine about a year like fine wine. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And
yes,
cognac.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. And a banana cognac, bitch. And I'm your boy Save James, and we are here discussing the passing of a icon in history, Nelson Mandela. We left off, I guess, sharing more of my sentiment as far as what it meant to me and how it impacted my life. I posed a question to the floor, to the team. Without Nelson Mandela doing what he did, would the landscape be any different over there in South Africa versus what it already is right now?
Oh man! I don't think anything would be the same. You're talking about. I mean, really, oppression in a major way. I think, oh man, without Nelson Mandela, so many people would still be enslaved in so many different ways. That's how I feel about it.
I think I'd have to agree. Save, your definition of legal slavery is the best way I think that I would be able to describe what was going on during apartheid. And for me, I think it resonated more because when apartheid ended, or around the time that apartheid ended, I was starting my first year of college. Second semester. Fool.
I know we're serious tonight, but I had to. You opened the door for that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's fine. I've learned. I'm embracing my maturity. It's all good. So, it was a pivotal time for me just because I was embracing and being enlightened in so much of, we'll just call it my blackness, because I came from an area that was, you know, very integrated from where I moved in Texas, and then the school system that I went to in Virginia Beach, it was an integrated school system, so I got a lot of black culture when I got to Norfolk State. That's really where I began to embrace my blackness. So with apartheid ending at that time, it just showed me so much more of what the world was enduring that I had no clue of, none whatsoever. So I don't think without what Nelson Mandela was willing to sacrifice in his lifetime, those 27 years and anything up to and around that, that South Africa would be what it is today. There's no way possible.
You don't think anybody else, and I'm just asking, just throwing it out there based off the responses that you guys both gave me, you don't think nobody else would have picked up the mantle in that fashion to say, look, enough's enough?
No, I think that's unique. experience, I think that I think his experience, the 27 years in prison, you know, the fact that he was from an affluent family, you know, his education, he was built for it. I think he was groomed for it, and he walked it out. I think if there were others who could have done it similarly, they would have come right up behind him, and no one really rose to the occasion from that side of the world.
I don't think anyone would have been willing to sacrifice what he did.
Yeah, to that height, that was positive. Now understand, a lot of goons came out of South Africa.
Absolutely.
But not any like Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Yeah, just curious to see where the thoughts were in the totality of the situation. You know, there's always different angles that it can be talked about. So, you know, I was just trying to spark a little extra.
If you've just tuned into the show, we're talking about world leader Nelson Mandela. We're reflecting on the president of South Africa, the former president of South Africa, and the fact that he's galvanized the world. Why is it that the world is paying so much attention to Nelson Mandela, and why is it also that there are some people with negative perspectives? I even read or saw something where he was called a murderer, and a few negative things. I didn't quite get it. But when we come back, conversation going. Understand this. I did, you know, flip through a few things, Googled a few things, and tried to really understand what the perspective was. And I do get it. However, I think there's more good that has come forth from President Nelson Mandela than anything that could ever be negative or bad. But I could be biased. I don't know. Hey, this is Paris Tone. This joint right here is called Brooklyn, baby. We'll be back.
Looking like she could use the rescue from a friend. Now she was in no way in any kind of danger.
How much flattery can a female take
from strangers on the make? How should I approach her without sounding like the rest?
They say the best policy is honesty,
but her beauty overwhelming. What she possessed made me almost second guess, but I can't let her get away from me. Never had I had such beauty in arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be big as me, and I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now. She had a swagger like I never seen before.
Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening.
Uh-huh.
At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that
correct, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body's halo that brought me to you tonight.
Should I need and want everything that you own?
And in trade, when I awake from this day, you own my soul. Never had I had such beauty.
baby. She was from Brooklyn, baby. And she had a swagger that I never seen
even
before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
Paris Tone, Brooklyn, baby. That joint right there is real smooth. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. You can weigh in to tonight's conversation. We're talking about world leader President Nelson Mandela. All the way live. Well, she was live with us. She'll be back. Talking with Money Monday segment. We got saved live out of the DMV tonight. Very hot chocolate.
That's right.
What's popping?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go out there to Delaware. So I'm gonna ask you all to pause for 1 second. Let's reach out for our Money Monday segment tonight, live out of Delaware. Toya, what's poppin'?
Hello, good evening, everybody. How are you guys doing?
What up, Toya?
Hey, hey. Just a few tips for saving money during the holidays. As we all know, we have just a little over 2 weeks before Christmas is here. And for those who have not started shopping, which you should have already started shopping and finished shopping so that you could have gotten the best deals. But just for those who haven't shopped yet, just a few tidbits to help you save a couple of dollars if you can. The one thing you don't want to do is start the new year off with a pile of debt. So if you shop smart now, you don't have to worry about paying for it later. The first thing you want to do is make sure you set a budget. Just like with any other thing that you're going into as far as finances are concerned, you want to set a budget. Decide how much you can actually spend. Most people don't do that. They go in blindly. They want to buy the most expensive item, the name brand items for any and everyone that they can think of in their life. But the one thing you want to make sure you do to make sure you don't overspend is set a budget. Decide how much you can actually spend. What you want to do after that is make sure you make a list. Make a list of people that you actually want to purchase for. And once you have those names down, decide how much you want to spend on each person. And again, you need to base it on that budget that you've already set for yourself. Be sure you pay cash. It's very easy to overspend when you're swiping a debit or credit card because you lose a sense of how much money you're actually spending. It's very easy to swipe a card and then worry about it later. But when you have cash in your hand and you see it disappearing quite quickly, you realize you may need to slow down. So once you have your budget, you have your list of names and how much you want to spend on each person, you need to make sure you withdraw cash from the bank, and that's what you want to actually use to pay for your gifts. Now, let me just backtrack. When you set your budget, make sure your budget includes everything for not only the gifts, but for Christmas cards, stamps if you need to mail gifts, or postage if you need to mail gifts and cards, wrapping paper, bows, tags, whatever it is you use during the Christmas season, your budget should include that so that you don't go over it. And, again, pay cash. Once you start to buy gifts, if you run out of money, then you should no longer buy gifts. I mean, if you don't have the money, you shouldn't buy the gift. People don't understand that, then hey, again, the season is all about gifts anyway, so keep that in mind. Just think of credit cards as a short-term loan. If you have to use plastic to pay for your gift, then try not to overdo it. And just remember, you have to pay that money back. So if you have to use a card, try to use one of your credit cards that have the lowest interest rate so you're not paying more in finance charges than you are for the actual gift itself. Allow as much time as possible for your holiday preparations. You don't want to wait till the day before Christmas Eve, to run out and buy something. All of the good deals are now over, and you have to pay top dollar for a gift. So allow as much time as you possibly can. If you can get your gifts before this weekend, before the crowds hit again, this weekend. Try to take advantage of as many deals as you possibly can. Don't overlook the value of intangibles. I mean, if you can't afford something that you actually have to come out your pocket and buy, you can do simple things. You can, if you're an arts and crafty type person, you can make something for somebody. People always bake goods for people. So just remember, it's the thought that counts. If you don't have the money to spend, please don't go broke trying to make someone else happy. A gift of thought is just as good as a gift that has monetary value. And again, if you don't have it, don't spend it. Kids make a list, thinking that money grows on trees. So when it comes to your children, if you can't afford it, they need to understand that you can't afford it. If your kids still believe in Santa, they need to understand that Santa doesn't give everything to everybody. Excuse me. So they need to make sure their lists are realistic. Or they need to find out that mommy and daddy are Santa Claus if they can't understand why they're not getting what they want. And again, look for meaning over glitz. You don't always have to spend a lot of money to buy a good gift. And I said it a few weeks ago, but one of the best sites that you can purchase gifts off of is Groupon.com. You can buy really nice jewelry. You can buy really nice home objects. So Groupon.com, G-R-O-U-P-O-N, you can find a lot of nice gifts, and they usually change the items that are on that site 3 to 4 times a week. So make sure you look out for that. But again, you don't want to come out of the holiday season broke, having to pay pay money for gifts after the season is over. So just keep all of these tidbits in mind. You don't want to be broke after the holidays. It's bad enough to be broke going into the holidays. You definitely don't want to be broke coming out of the holidays and starting the new year. So just keep all of those things in mind this year.
Hey, Toya, stand by for us. I want to transition back into the topic surrounding President Nelson Mandela. Can you tell us really what Nelson Mandela means, or what comes to mind when you think of Nelson Mandela?
Well, what doesn't he mean when it comes to any of us, the things that he stood for? But I think the one thing that you can take, even if you don't know his whole life story, you know that that man spent a lot of his life behind bars and came out to become a president. So I think that if you don't learn anything else from his story, that if you learn that you can overcome any type of situation you're in, as long as you have the mindset to do so, I think that's one thing that everybody can take from his story, is that just because someone has plans for you, you don't always have to stay in a particular plan. You make plans for yourself, and whatever you put your mind to, then that's what you can do. I just think that his story of overcoming tragic times and adversity, I think that's one of the big lessons that I learned from his life story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to chime into tonight's conversation, you can dial 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be right back.
Money like Floyd. with swagger like Puff, that's what's up. You fuck with them big girls, yup. Had ghost face, all I got is you on. I knew I had to move on, this light red bone bitch. It grew on me, I know you rich, few kids live in the cliffs. All I see is fly can, hourly splits. That's what it is, clean brim, Louis was thin. Glasses on, she masked, the niggas Mrs. Slim. At the crib, I'm at her rest cooking. Then came the negligee, Ray stopped looking. Left from the stove, yo, came over, slammer was rocked. She threw it in her mouth, good looking out. Chill for a sec, I'm real boo, yo, smooth as a text. That's why I buy more shit, I'm feeling a sex. This my nigga, long time gangster. If this was Lambo, but love, I got the real Lone Ranger.
You don't have to lie to me. You can't cry to me. You're the only one I let see inside of me. Give me a heart. This is my promise.
Nomination. New York, A Love Story is up for a Grammy. His first effort. Congratulations, homie. We are that team, T.M. Hyman Radio, the general himself, T.M. Hyman. I am the very mature. Yes, I will be very mature again in a couple of days. Hot chocolate. He is safe. James, want to thank our Money Monday expert, Toya, for joining us as well. Tell her to stay safe tomorrow and all of that snow that's getting ready to drop down in the DMV area. All y'all be safe everywhere. That ice storm and snowstorm is working its way across the north, northeast, mid-Atlantic area right now. So just, you know, be safe. Take your time. If you don't have to go, don't. Just take it easy.
All right, that's what I say. Because my cats can't drive out here in this bad weather anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely take it easy. It can't drive when it's dry.
Much less when there's a sheet of black ice on the
floor. It's kamikaze coming out then. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so stay safe and use your better judgment. And again, it is Money Monday, and we are reflecting on the life and the greatness of the late Nelson Mandela, who passed Friday, I believe it was. And he's actually going to have his memorial tomorrow. As Tia mentioned earlier at the top of the show, our current heads of state and past heads of state and diplomats and constituents are making their way, if not there already, in South Africa for his memorial. That's actually going to take place 4 o'clock a.m. our time, so I'll probably be up before I should be just to take in some of that that history that, of course, I certainly don't want to miss if I can be there to watch.
Hey, let me ask you something. Are they supposed to be flying the flags half-staff? Were they supposed to fly half-staff when he died, or was it when they actually declared, like, the memorial day for it? You know what I'm saying?
That part
they
I'm not
flying,
really...
I ain't seen that near flag half-staff Friday. That's all I'm saying.
I think that they were supposed to be
not...
flown at half-staff then. But there were some states that were refusing to. I did see that in the news, and I thought that was important.
Okay. I got to check. You know, if you get funny with certain things like that, you know, throw some limits.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Got to check. Okay. So.
Are you going to try and watch the service, DVR it, or, you know, try and take some of it?
I'm going to try to catch some of it. I may be, depending on what they, it's tomorrow. I don't know what works tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. That's all I can say. Hope for the best with that one.
Yeah, definitely.
It should be a good turnout, though, because, you know, like you said, a lot of dignitaries from over here going over there, which they should pay respect for. You know, for, I guess, paving the way in an indirect fashion, you know, because even with it being on the other side of the world, it still probably had a direct effect on how things were, or vice versa. What the progression that was able to be made over here may not have been more of a driving force to get things accomplished over there. So, you know, that thing probably could have went hand in hand with it, because I'm pretty sure when the movements and the activists were taking shape and taking form over here, that had to be world news. And anybody that was connected with him being, you know, in the situation that he was coming up, pretty sure he was connected to the right folks to get the information conveyed over to him. So I'm pretty sure that was more, you know, not to say that we were a catalyst for that movement. I'm pretty sure, like I said, things took shape around the same time. The light bulbs came on probably around the same time. Everybody had the same aha moment. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This doesn't add up. You know what I mean? Why are we sitting here lying dormant about the situation? So, you know, I'm pretty sure I don't want to get, you know, religious or whatever like that, but what we say in our church is the spirit is one. So, you know, once it's out there, you know, and it gets picked up on, then, you know, there's nothing much we could do about it. So,
right.
You know, as a mission that had to be followed out and had to be taken care of. So,
it's 9:55. Hey, we'll be right back.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
And I felt like letting go, but then you came over. soul, brought my sadness to an end. A brand new start for me, and it's all because of you. My love sickness is gone, and my broken heart is cured. It made me smile again, and everyone can see, like an angel from up above, you came and you saved me. You saved me. Destiny, please lead my way. If there is home, please make this day. Baby, I needed light, and you brought it here. Everything was bright, but you made it clear. I never knew who love could feel this complete. Never knew love could break me down and make me fall to my knees. Now I know God answers prayers, 'cause every night I lay and imagine you in my presence. Now you're here to save the day.
Check this out, check it out.
Baby purple, berry Joe. Only smoke that lethal. That beef and rock got my chest so healthy. A couple clients got my pocket so wealthy. I'm low, I'm high.
I'm
thinking
more. Who's gonna
own Lotus
into the board?
Yo, yeah, through
that
no, prices right, losing one. Yeah, I ain't on my
board
right now, man.
No, sir. No, sir.
Hey, who loaded the CeeLo? We gonna have to blame CeeLo for this one. He's not yet.
Yeah, because I don't even know what this is.
What's the name of the group? Who is it?
Hey, this is Chinrilla and Braga.
Oh, you know what? Oh, that is one of mine. Ooh.
Oh, snap.
That is one of mine.
Keep reading. It says featuring hot chocolate.
No, it doesn't say featuring hot chocolate. That was an old download. That was a download before we had Nokia on as one of our panel members. So, yeah, that's who
ladies
that
and
is.
Gentlemen, it is 10:03 here in the Sunshine State of Florida. And it's 10:03 way up there in Baltimore. I think that's where he is. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Grammy Award winning artist, producer, Nokio. Hey, welcome to the show, brother. Thanks for stopping past.
What up?
I saw that flick you just sent me with His Excellency, President Nelson Mandela, man.
Yeah, man. That whole experience was like that's definitely at the top of the list of things that you never would have been able to tell me I would be doing sitting in Baltimore as a child. Like we got invited actually to perform for his 80th birthday. It was us, Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, and somebody else. So, like, we got there a couple of days early, and, you know, we got to see, you know, some of South Africa. And the way that they had our hotel, we could see into the stadium where they were having the concert. So we didn't have to go over there to
wow.
see somebody performing. It was loud as I don't know what. Anyway, so one night I'm in my room, and I hear all these voices outside my door, and then I hear somebody banging on my door, but it's like a little, sound like a kid hand. So I'm like, man, like, I hope ain't nobody playing at the door. And I'm like, hello, who is it? And I just hear a voice say, this is Nelson Mandela's grandchildren. I'm like, what? So I open up the door.
Wow.
And it's like 13 kids outside the door. They're like from like little kids to like teenagers. And so, you know, they all came in the room and they were like, we really wanted to meet all you guys. So we've been going around just saying hello to everybody. So, you know, we performed.
Nice.
And then the next day after the performance, he invited everybody that performed to his house. And that's actually the picture that I sent you is like right outside his house, like, you know, on his lawn before we all went in. So we went in and we sat down and it's like, you know, I got Nelson Mandela on one side of me. I got Chaka Khan on the other side of me. Stevie Wonder sitting across from me, you know.
Damn, like, that's crazy.
So, you know, he spoke to us, you know, for a little while. And then he was signing some pictures for us. And he said to us, he was like, I invited you here to Africa to perform for my birthday because I wanted to meet the guys that had such an influence over my grandchildren. Now,
wow.
You got to figure this is like 1998. We didn't have the internet and all that. So you couldn't have told me that nobody in Africa had my album. We actually, when we went there, we actually got a gold album from our first album going gold there. And when we performed, it was for like 40,000 people. And it was like 2:00 in the morning. So, you know, just to, you know, like, you get to meet people, like, you see them in passing, you know, you might speak and, you know, whatever it is, but to have him invite us to South Africa because he wanted to meet us. It wasn't, you know, of course it was about the music, and I'm sure his grandchildren were like, no, you need to bring them over here. But, you know, he wanted to meet us as
people. Yeah, he actually, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, that's like, you know, one of them things that, yeah, I don't, you know, you never forget, and, you know, it just makes you appreciate the blessings that, you know, you get and everything.
Definitely.
No, absolutely. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience right there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no, that, man. And then we jumped on the plane when we left there and flew to Japan. No, not Japan, Hong Kong, and shot the video for Habib Is Your Love. So it was all just kind of like out of nowhere. It was just a high.
Wow.
And I got to sit and watch Jackie Chan get drunk and sing karaoke. I mean, all in the same week.
That's crazy. That's what's up.
Hey, we're going to pause and we'll be right back. We got Nokia hanging
out. Hey, yo,
Kelly. Right back.
Yo, Nokia done fucked up now. DJ Khaled.
I've been waiting for a long time.
How long?
Real damn long time.
How long?
I've been waiting for a long time.
How you feel?
Man.
Come on, man.
I feel like Pac, Pac.
Yeah.
I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac, Pac.
Biggie.
Y'all
know you like
Biggie.
Sucker walk up on me,
yeah.
Talking like you know me.
Come on.
Ain't no code of spinning, do my dirt all by my lonely.
My lonely.
Down south new, talking jam pony.
That's
rest
right.
In peace, the luck of Lyle. He showed me my bird rolling. Bitches wanna know me, haters wanna show me. But I'm just so bitches, double and worth 80 tickets. Cops just pulled me over, caught up in the scene. Take my case to trial, my jury policy. I know they hating me, but he's such a major move. Chelsea Clinton, the 40-40 CIA, yeah, was with us.
Come on.
Three or five of the drillers.
Three or five.
Ricky Ross is rich.
That's right.
Belly on my table. I feel like
Pac, Pac. I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me.
Come on.
I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac,
yeah,
Pac.
Hey, yo, don't be afraid to be great. Are you starving? I eat fast. Moose saying when I creep past. With the same watch on me, cat. We killin', no repass. My mama got like three jazz. You talking about two bars? We really getting that street cash. Say old money, new work. Smell it in my new shirt. My OG set trap up and don't lay your head when you do dirt. My mama said do school work. I was making that tune work. You wanted me dead with a whole lot of my head. Man, ain't hit big in the passenger. Hip hop in the passenger. Don't ride around with this Mac on me and a bunch of shooters in the back.
Like me again the world, bear me a G, my middle finger to the world, gon' forever be a G. Wanted with the state, aren't no biggie. When we get busy, no alarms, just send me. We pull out a little liquor, thug like straight ball. The cradle to the grave, ride with my homie cow. Give a damn, this is me, like a deal. With beef, with somebody got to die, we gon' march still. They say Brenda had a baby, but
Brenda
she left it in the alley. West shot that player. Can't see me, a paid thug.
That
watch out, it won't be me. See,
yeah.
I get around in your town, kick in your dough. I feel like pocket big, you love the dope. More than I you feel know. Like Pac, Pac. I feel like Biggie.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep.
don't compare yourself to greatness if you ain't ready to be great, man. Ain't no more to it.
What's going on, everybody? Man, Nokia, you here, the TM Hyman Radio Show, Monday night, here with the crew. We remembering Nelson Mandela and listening to songs about weed. It seemed like that's what we playing a little while ago.
You gotta have a balance, homie. It's always a balance involved.
I'll be trying to, you know, the correlation between, you know, the segue. I mean,
you balance,
yeah. They're balanced, you know what I'm saying?
They
got
weed. Yeah,
no, nah, let me stop.
They do.
Yeah.
I bet they do. I bet that killer do it too. Probably got a straight cold Goliath out there.
Well,
so.
I ain't saying that I know necessarily even what it look like.
But I'm just letting it out there.
You know, with all the sun and everything that it, you know, would grow certain. I mean, I don't know. You know,
that's what we've been told. That's what the word on the
street.
Yeah,
that I looked that up on the internet too. So I said,
mm-hmm. That's how we found that out.
Word. So, anyway, yeah, as we're talking about the legacy of Nelson Mandela, Nokia, with you being over there and actually getting sent for by him, so to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that made you feel like head and shoulders above everybody else at that time. Because 1998, y'all was like kind of on top at that point anyway, like. That year must have just been totally wild for you, the way things were going for you guys, and then being sent for by a person of that stature, you know what I'm saying? Like, encapsulate 98 for us just as a whole. Like, was that the highlight of the year, or was there something? Was there more to it?
I mean, 98 was just like, I mean, that was definitely. You know, I would say that was the highlight, but I mean, it was just like a crazy year, period. Like, you know, we recorded our second album. We, you know, we dropped How Deep Is Your Love. It went number one in like 3 weeks. That was like my first number one as a producer, and it went gold here and a couple places overseas or whatever. Then we dropped the album. You know, it went double platinum. No, so like 2.5 million. Yeah, it was just like a whole lot. And then we did that, and then you know we did Rush Hour, and like I said, we went to Hong Kong, shot the video.
Oh, right.
Then we went. I want to say we went on tour that year too. Maybe that's the year. I think that's the year we went on tour with Puffy. So it was just like it's. I really didn't have a chance to reflect on it until years later, because it's hard to when you're just in it. It's like it's just happening and you're just trying
just
to
going with it,
stay up,
right,
and do it.
So tell us now, Nokia, what Nelson Mandela and his legacy means to you.
I mean, you know, just going back to being in school and, you know, learning about him and everything, and just the fact that with everything that he went through, he was able to forgive the people that did it to him and actually, you know, become a better person out of the experience. I mean, like, I think it just says a lot to the things that we worry about and struggle with every day and how monumental they seem in our personal lives. But then to look at somebody who basically fought for what he believed in all the way to spending a majority of his life in prison and being able to come out and come back, be a better person, bounce back, and change the world through everything that he went through. Like, I mean, with everything that we could all ever get to do in life, there's not many of us that's going to get a chance to make that type of impact.
Right. Now, the second part of that, that was Sage's question also, do you feel like if he hadn't been in the position to do what he did as the leader that he was and make the sacrifices to bring about the end of apartheid, do you think that there would have been anyone else of his caliber that would have been able to do the same thing and have the same impact?
I mean, you know, I mean, it's hard to say because it did happen. I don't know if that person would have went about it the same way, but
right.
I'm sure that eventually, you know, as with anything else, somebody would have got tired of it and everybody would have got tired of it together. And, you know, it may have changed, it may not, but, you know, thank God that we did have somebody like that.
Definitely. I would have to agree.
No doubt. So, but yeah, that's what I was going to ask next also, really, is like, you know, what would have meant to you. And, like, now, what I was trying to hint at earlier was saying how, like, you know, without him changing the landscape over there in South Africa, like, how you think that may have, you know, may have directly or indirectly affected what was going on over here. You know, being that, you know, the same kind of movement took shape. That's, I would say relatively around the same time, you know, but, you know, if that landscape, if their impact over there would have probably shaped the way it took shape over here and vice versa if it didn't happen in the way that it did. I was really going to try to hint on that also, but, I mean, you kind of pretty much summed it up and answered that question right there. So, Now, do you think that this is something that we need to start applying to, like, Nelson Mandela's legacy needs to be start to be applicable to, as far as, like, history in the new history books whenever they may come out for our schools and stuff now? Because, you know, how they have a tendency of leaving a lot of stuff out. You know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
I think that with somebody like him, it would be kind of hard to. You know, like the impact is so great across so many. Like, you know, I'm like, I watch CNN all day long, and, you know, they're like talking about the memorial service and, you know, how you got like three living presidents going. You got like kings and all kinds of people from like 100 different countries coming. Mm-hmm. They got Bono on TV right now. I mean, it's just like, it's. It's no way to overlook it. You know, it's like, you know, yeah, as far as, you know, African Americans, you know, a lot of African Americans in history get left out of the history books. And I think it's more so because it's like, it's something that's part of our culture, but it's not as widespread. It's like, we know they did it, but for everybody else, you know, somebody else is going to get the credit because that's just the way a lot of things work. But with somebody like Mandela, it's just too big of a thing. Like you will be skipping, you know, it will be like a missing puzzle piece in the puzzle that you couldn't fill with anything else.
Right, right. Hey, it's 10:20. We're talking to Nokio, who actually hung out with President Nelson Mandela in South Africa. And we'll be right back in about 4.5.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Test Smooth. Check it out, yeah. Your love is like perfection,
like perfection.
My protection. My resurrect,
let's rock.
I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens.
Know that Bad Boy game,
cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick you in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no
on,
more
young.
Let's rock, don't stop, come on.
Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
Puff Buff and B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the hundred, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red.
Right.
And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scoop me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Montana.
Sing.
We'll always run the pressure.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Drew Hill, and right now we're going to put his knowledge to the test and have him critique some music that we have on here on TM Hyman Radio from our boy Angus Black and his group Breeze Park. The title of the song is Take Off. We're going to listen to it. We're going to have Nokio critique it, and we'll be back on the other side of this. It's TM Hyman Radio.
Yo, yo. Gotta be one of the hottest living. It's plenty cats that's working and aiming for my position. Funny thing to me is they call it my competition. So I write and turn opinions of humorous contradictions. I'ma get it. These critics anticipating the fall. See us at the bottom or sure we make the call. You begin saying, I suggest you get bouncing just like some ball.
We ready to fly, forget about time. Who went around in the Chevy, we run. Breaking a levee, we breaking up heavy. The pockets are ready to make it in time. Create imperfection, we taking our time. Some people hating, we're making it fine. We spitting it different, we living through visions. You hating, just wait till the baby gets signed.
Invited to the life where there is music, art, and visuals. Kill the hypocritical, simple pinnacle, hits the flows. Feel there's more to getting hoes. Let's just get that freaking dough. Give you lyric, lyric, feeling everything is physical. Action, rapping, passion, this to rap into the mic. Praying mantis, planning my head won't come off at all tonight. Heather skating, call up all my bros. Writing up a song when I get home. The night is awfully beautiful, so guess there's nothing wrong with
home. Feeling like I'm floating, flying across the ocean. Lost in my train of thoughts, cause I never trained them all. Time is money, so I guess I gotta pay the cost. It's either now or never, so I never wave it off.
If I was gonna come up on a puddle of suckers, I love to show that they ain't real.
You throw all your emotion, hoping in a hypnosis. You sold your soul just to see the top, to totem pose. I'm coping with the bottom, cause conscious is roaming often. The underground is honest, I rot in a broken coffin. And hope that I don't live to see the day my soul's forgotten. You brought this in the whip, I hope you feeling good or not. And hope we make you see the greater good. Your problem's good for solving, make you wanna be a Robin Hood, not in the hood and robbing.
Feeling like I'm floating, flying across the ocean. Lost in my train of thoughts, cause I never trade them off. Time is money, so I guess I gotta pay the cost. It's either now or never, so I never wave it off.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 1029. You're back joining us here on Money Monday. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general, Save James as well, and our A&R expert, Nokio, who is here to critique new music from Breeze Park. That was Takeoff. And Nokio, let us know what you think.
I mean, I like it. I mean, I was over here, like, I was already nodding my head and, you know, like doing my little two-step round, walking around it. I mean, I like it. Like, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a commercial record because if it did have a hook, I couldn't understand what the hook was saying. But just as far as a record, like, you know, one thing I learned early on, like, making music is, like, you don't have to explain it. Like, you might have to explain what it's saying sometimes, but you don't have to explain the feeling of it. You know, you just catch the vibe. And most people, you catch the vibe of the song and the music and everything. And then if that catches you and you actually like the song, then you go back and, like, listen to the lyrics and, you know, try to figure out how you're going to sing along with it and everything else. But, you know, overall, I mean, I think it was a good record. If I heard it somewhere, like, I would download it and buy it, and that would be, you know, in my little mix of stuff that I play on when I'm having my little party in the house by myself. You know, it felt good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like saying a whole bunch of like ridiculous like foolishness. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I mean, that's an easy one.
That seemed to be the general feeling that everybody got from it too when we first heard it too. Like, yo, this joint kind of dope. Sound like I would rock with this right here. So
yeah,
everybody's saying the same thing.
Breeze Park, I think you got a winner there.
Yeah, y'all won something. Stop in Virginia.
Man.
Watch out.
Nice.
They're out of Virginia, out of actually Suffolk, Virginia.
Suffolk, yeah. Watch out, Suffolk. Tidewater.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, no. For artists who are breaking into the game right now, what piece of advice do you have, you know, above all, I know artists ask for feedback all the time, but above all, what's like the number one piece of like real good advice that artists need to really know?
Well, I mean, I could go over all the general stuff, but you can read books about that for real. Because there's no secret formula. I would say, if I had to give any advice to artists right now, I would say, look, it's a great time to be creative as an artist. Like, it's really starting to more and more break out of just that cookie cutter mold that we had for a few years. Not that radio ain't going to play that, because that's still, you know, what they need to do for advertising and all that. You know, we don't know how all that works. But it's so many other outlets to get music right now. It's just a great time to be creative, be yourself. And you actually have to do that more now, because if you are looking to get a major label deal, most major labels now are not going to pick you up until they see you have some type of movement yourself. You know, every label has a different marker, whether it be your BDS spins on the radio, or, you know, combined with your YouTube, combined with how many units you're selling on iTunes or wherever else. But, you know, because you got to be your own, you know, upstart now and your own entrepreneur just to get into a major label deal, just be creative, be yourself, you know, understand the basis of what a song is supposed to be, but just put yourself toward it and make it your own.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, we're going to pause and swing on over there to this dude out here in Maryland. St. James is going to swing into this adult conversation. What you got, brother? St. James.
Save it. That was your Superman sounder. Did
yeah, my fault. I had the damn thing on mute. I was basking in the glory of my theme music. I apologize.
Your cape was flapping behind you.
My cape was flapping. It was still flapping when the music went off, so I wasn't able to pay attention yet. That was my bad. But yeah, I'm gonna switch gears real quick. We're going to talk a little bit about, I tend to be a conspiracy theorist from time to time. Well, all the time. I just try not to let that reputation precede me. But let's dig a little bit deeper into this whole, have you heard about the stuff from the Paul Walker conspiracy thing?
I've heard a conspiracy, but I don't know if it is your same conspiracy. Probably not. So let me hear what you're
saying.
I'm
oblivious. You're oblivious? Okay. All right. Well, what I'm starting to find out now is that this accident that happened may have well been a framed murder for him digging too deep. What I'm hearing, and what I'm reading and what I'm finding out, is that he actually found out that the victim of a typhoon out in the Philippines was actually a byproduct of the weather making machine, the HAARP machine that the government has been trying to devise over the past couple years. Have you ever heard of that, the HAARP machine? That can create natural disasters.
No, I never knew the name of it, but
okay. Well, this same HAARP machine is allegedly responsible for the earthquake that happened back out in Haiti a couple years back, and this same HAARP machine is allegedly responsible for this typhoon. And I'm saying allegedly because I'm not, you know, going to stake any, you know, pin any admissions of guilt to it, but that's what what the buzzes are, is that the HAARP machine is responsible for the typhoon that happened down in the Philippines that killed so many people and was like the worst thing they ever seen hit the shores in years. So with that, they're saying that he had a recording
of somebody with some damning information that you, they were on there.
Paul Walker, and
Paul Walker and the other gentleman that was in the car, was named Roger Rodas or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. They were on their way back to make the connection to kind of expose some light, shed some light on the situation. And what is being said is that the car was rigged for the brakes to malfunction after it goes past a certain speed, which they said they found brake fluid and steering fluid in the trail to the actual wreckage. And there were no real skid marks leading to where they plunged into the trees that they ran into. So I don't know. I'm just saying. That was one of the things, and also that there was some kind of dirty money involved with the typhoon relief. Oh, and also this is the main thing that I was just going to bring out about the whole relief in the Philippines, that there was a prototype permanent birth control drug hidden in the medical supply and food aid that was going over there. They were experimenting on to see what the result was in humans. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I'm not surprised if this is the truth because of the history of how the government has been experimenting on folks to see what the results are. So I guess there could be more control given in the proper hands. But this is something to think about. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, man. I mean, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We only know
you know, it's crazy, like,
what?
You know, we've been talking for a minute, right?
That's true.
Got a few things, you know,
yeah.
But I like you. They think that everyday, ordinary, this is different. Yeah, check it,
I guess you're sitting there and wonder, love. Guess you wonder if I'm worthy of a Stevie Wonder kind of love. We fuck for shit, you curious to feel alive.
That's how you feeling, huh?
Yeah.
Although you know that my heart's gone. You let a cold nigga feel your warm touch every time we chill.
Shit.
I think I want you to. It's like you're so bad in every way. From French tips to your French braid. I'm just saying.
What you saying?
I could think of a few things. Let's make sure we're on the same page.
I'm not blind to what you wanna do.
Whatever you wanna do.
Be real, don't hide. What you feel is true.
I won't.
Baby, I don't mind making love all through. But I need a loving too.
Yeah, I want you. Well, I confront like I ain't knowing love. Why you throwing love? The poster by the love. Stuck in it too, but meanwhile feeling something. I guess some old back shots ain't nothing. Back in the days you wouldn't let it go. Made it some brushes for a nigga though. Trying to find a way just to let you know. You give it to me good, but I want more. Oh,
I think I want you to.
It's like you're so bad in every way. From French tips to your French braid. I'm just saying.
What you saying?
So what you wanna do?
Cause I could think of a few things. Let's make sure we're on the same page.
I'm not
page.
Ooh, what you wanna do?
Now I'm down.
Be real, don't hide. What you feel is true.
I'm not frightened. I want it too.
Baby, I don't mind making love all through.
Promise.
Tonight, but I need nothing too.
Yeah. I want you. So what's a brother to do? Got me wishing I knew what you wanted. I know you're wondering too, playing like I'm too cool, but I'm frontin'. Hey, a homie's telling me to let it go, but you know I never let it show. But you ain't low, baby, yes I know.
I'm not blind,
no.
What you want,
yeah,
to be?
Oh, I yeah.
Baby, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
You
I
can
don't
mind.
So we make love if you want. We can make love if you want.
Don't
talk about it. I need a love thing too. Yeah, I want you.
I'm saying, I don't mind. But what's your fantasy?
Ribbon in the sky, my sherry, Lord, tell me. Don't be shy. Talk to me. I like that one. 918-893-9296. 918-893-9296 is the number to call. Around 743 out there in Vegas. Somebody probably getting lucky right now. We are here with the staff, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your boy, Fave James. He is T.M. Hyman. She is the very hot, mature chocolate over there.
I am.
That's what she is. And he is the man, Nokia, the entity over there. We are still we're gonna jump back on the topic. I think No got cut off in the process of him responding to the question that was posed to the floor. But about this whole conspiracy thing about some people digging too deep, and then they have to end up being a loose end that's tied. What are your thoughts on this one here starting to surface? And, you know, versus what you may have experienced that you may have been hearing about other things in the past. What's your thoughts on that note?
I mean, at the end of the day, we only know what we get told, for real. So you just never know. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm ready to go, like, start Googling stuff and try to see if I can, like, find something. But it's kind of like we don't know. I mean, you just don't know. It's all kinds of stuff going on, man. That ain't none of our business. And end of the day, for real. But you know, but then at the same time, you know, it's like he is famous, and you know, like even on that side, you don't. Once again, you don't know. People just take opportunities to do all kinds of crazy stuff. So at the end of the day, it's the truth. We'll never know. So because that'll disappear real fast.
As they see us already, the process is already in place. You know what I'm saying?
That may have been
two down right there that they was worrying about.
It ain't his CNN, so, you know.
TMI, man. What's your stance on that?
I can't even chime in. That's all like new to me. I can't even really. I mean, that's like too deep. I've never even really heard it though, so it's like new territory for me. I mean, the whole concept is deep, though.
I mean, but the only reason I'm asking, like, you know, like, because I've been known or I've read about a lot of different people, like, you know, disappearing or things happening to them in lieu of them becoming a potential whistleblower. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we watch a lot of mob movies. When you know the key witness is about to squeal, and then they get all of a sudden mysteriously get murdered, you know what I'm saying? Like the usual suspects, it was like that. That's what the whole movie was about.
Or you just live in a city where that's happening for real. I mean,
in fact, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, this is real life.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what we was watching. We was watching The Wire. You're talking about your city right there, Novio. We watched The Wire. It was being portrayed on that all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it was like it's a real deal situation, but this is on another level where these guys are like moguls and mega millionaires. So they got to get taken out in only a mega millionaire way would. Fast car driving, you know, high speed drag racing, quote unquote, the connotation is being attached to that drag racing in a 45 where it's like an industrial area where there's known for street races to go and drag race at. He was portraying that lifestyle in Fast and Furious. What better marriage is that to make? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, is it too coincidental? Could be. Or, you know, is this just another one bites the dust for trying to, you know, expose the light?
I think it could be either. Just in the fact that his charity that they were actually leaving from a fundraiser for had something to do with the typhoon relief efforts.
I'm going to throw this in there, too. I'm going to let you finish your point, but I'll throw this in there, too. Here's another piece of the puzzle, too, that kind of made it more plausible. He has a company that specializes in first response relief for natural disasters in other countries. And he's from Australia. Mm-hmm. So that's his side of the map where he's from.
Okay.
Right. See what I'm saying? So he has a company set up specifically for being first response to natural disasters. That's how, like, a lot of this may have got misconstrued, and he kind of came across some stuff that he really wasn't ready to keep to himself.
Now, I wasn't necessarily thinking conspiracy theory when I heard about his death. I did find it very ironic that he would die in a car crash in an industrial area that was known for drag racing and in a high speed, you know, high powered vehicle like that.
With a professional driver at that. That's all I'm saying.
Now, yeah, that did throw me for a loop. Now, but what you're explaining to me now with the heart machine and the fact that he had the first response company and those things, I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist just because everything in the world would be, you know, on that level to me, which it probably is to some degree, but just like Nokia said, there's some stuff that ain't even our business, and I don't want to know
if it ain't got nothing to do with me,
just leave me out of it.
It's like when people ask me questions about the Illuminati, right?
Yeah, nah, I don't want to know about that either.
And then I'll be like, and I'm like, look, if you was, I don't know. I don't know why you think I know, but I don't know. Now, beyond that, if you were supposed to know, if it exists, then you would know.
Then you would know,
so,
right.
Just like, leave it alone. Seriously.
Let it sleep and dog lie. Let it sleep and dog lie.
No, the reason why I said that is because like it was like a family argument one day that almost turned into a fight about a bunch of conspiracy stuff, and then it went into that, and then somebody asked me a question, and I'm like, man, just leave it alone. It's like, oh, well, you don't want to talk about it, then you must be a part of it, and then it just turned into a whole, like, you're ready to call the police, and, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. I have been accused of, you know, being a part. But see, my thing to that is, like, if I did get accepted into it, wherever it is or whatever, you know, every group has, you know, a welcome package. I ain't get my welcome package, and I ain't get the little card.
Now, I don't know if you want that welcome package, homie, because everybody that I've heard is tied into it had to lose something significant.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if I was a part, like, I didn't get that little card that make me be able to do whatever I want to do or whatever, so I got a complaint. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just saying, man, I mean, like, I try to, like, I read a lot of stuff, and I try to stay informed as I can, but stay as far away from it as not to start digging too deep. You know what I'm saying?
No, I could dig it. That's smart. That's smart.
I don't ever want to be the one that, you know, I don't want nobody coming to get me, you know, because, you know, I done found something or whatever. I mean, I don't think none of that stuff exists anyway, but, you know, people got to have something, you know, to attach something to. Because they don't understand it or whatever. Who knows?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I'm good on
that. That's why you mind your business. Like, mind your, like, live a lot longer life when you mind your business.
No doubt. TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:56 p.m. You are here with that team, that crew. TM Hyman himself, Save James. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and he is Nokia the Entity. And tonight on Money Monday, we have actually been saluting and reliving the life of the great, late, great Nelson Mandela, who passed away on Friday and who will be memorialized tomorrow in South Africa and laid to rest in his hometown. It's definitely been a weekend, not just a night today or on Friday, but a weekend of reflection for the entire world, just to take in and appreciate and be able to share with generations who may not have been fully aware of the impact and the sacrifice that President Mandela gave of himself, just to make not only South Africa but the world in general a better place. So rest in peace to Nelson Mandela, and we thank you most definitely. Join us on Wednesday, where we will be back for Relationship Wednesday and Very Hot Chocolate's birthday radio celebration show, as I'm going to call it. So to all of my listeners,
so we're going to be interviewing you.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Y'all got questions? Is something you want to hear? Something you want to play? Email me, tweet
about
me.
Relationships.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
I will be candid. I will be open. I will be honest. And I will be here.
I will not be here.
That's okay, Nokia. Send me my Black Angel Down T-shirt, and I'll excuse that.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I try to stay away from.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Wednesday night. We up out of here, folks. Hey, no, appreciate you out with us tonight, brother.
Absolutely, always, man. Right. Always, y'all be cool.
No doubt.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, we about it. Peace.
Like Madam Boston would say, whatever you do, do it well.
In the evening time, right? Ain't that what she said?
Yeah. Good morning in the afternoon.
Yeah, right? Something like yeah. Right on.
Something like that.
Right on.
Odabo Jack.
Right on. Right on. Right.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk.